Hello, my friends, and welcome to The Gathering, Daughters of the Living King, where women seek to know and experience the love of Christ. I am your host, Judy Killebrew, and my experience and passion is in encouraging and empowering women in their walk of faith with the Lord. Hebrews 10:25 states, "And let us not neglect our meeting together as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of His return is drawing near." In this weekly podcast, we will focus on meeting the unique spiritual, emotional, and social needs of faith-based women. If you are an imperfect woman seeking to maximize your spiritual growth and desire to experience a transformed life with the beauty of God's love, then The Gathering is the podcast for you. Here in the messiness of our daily struggles, we are a gathering of women who strive to live daily with Jesus. This week, we are discussing the messiness and unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a tricky sin. When we harbor it, it becomes like cancer. And left to itself, it can grow into anger, hatred, and bitterness. Unforgiveness can affect our soul and, more importantly, our heart. Let's discuss what forgiveness actually does not mean. Forgiving someone does not mean that what they did was okay. It does not mean that you never feel pain, anger, or sadness about what happened. It does not mean that you go on like nothing ever happened. It does not mean that you allow the offender to continually mistreat you or your loved ones. And it does not mean that the person doesn't have any consequences for what they have done. Instead, forgiveness simply means choosing to relinquish your right for revenge. Romans chapter 12, verse 19 says, "Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, 'I will take revenge. I will pay them back,' says the Lord." And Deuteronomy 32, verse 35 echoes the same thought. "I will take revenge. I will pay them back. In due time, their feet will slip, their day of disaster will arrive, and their destiny will overtake them." Forgiveness helps the other person by releasing them so God can do what only He can do. If I'm in the way, trying to take revenge or take control of the situation myself, God has no obligation to deal with that person. However, if we trust God and choose to forgive, He will take care of the rest. See, the act of forgiving is our seed of obedience to His word. Once we've sown our seed, He is faithful to bring a harvest of blessing to us one way or another. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26 clearly teaches us that unforgiveness hinders our faith from working. You see, the Father can't forgive our sins if we don't forgive other people. We reap what we sow. If we sow mercy, then we'll reap mercy. If we sow judgment, then we're going to reap judgment. So let's do ourselves a favor and forgive others. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 11, it states, "Anyone you forgive, I also forgive. And what I have forgiven, if there was anything to forgive, I have forgiven in the sight of Christ for your sake, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes." So it is no exaggeration to say that most of the ground that Satan gains in our lives is due to unforgiveness, with an unforgiving attitude that can destroy relationships. And friends, one of God's greatest attributes is forgiveness. And being daughters of the living King, we must mirror that gift, or else it devalues God's forgiveness for us. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 through 32 says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." My friends, God's word is clear about the importance of forgiveness and the grace of God, which is the only way to break free from the negative emotions and consequences of unforgiveness. It's not just about our personal lives. It's a spiritual matter that can lead to renewal, restoration, and a deep relationship with God. Even Peter struggled with unforgiveness, and we can see in Matthew 18, verses 21 through 22, where Peter came up to Jesus and said, "Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times." Oh my goodness, can you see Peter's face as Jesus told him that? But Jesus was telling him, in unforgiveness, there is the state of oppression by the enemy, and it will affect our every thought and action. It affects how we live out each day. It affects our peace, our joy, and our happiness. We want to be free of this oppression, even if it means forgiving someone we may feel doesn't deserve our forgiveness or hasn't even asked for it. At times, I have certainly had unforgiveness in my heart, and God has turned my attention to the following scripture in James chapter 1, verse 22. "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Through this passage, God softened my heart, making me aware that although I had forgiven with my words, I had not yet truly forgiven with my heart. As a result, my habit of justifying my anger caused an overflow of negative emotions to build inside me. It was choking my happiness and preventing me from living my life abundantly with the joy of my salvation. So in every area of life, including managing strong emotions and practicing forgiveness, God calls us to be doers of His word, not just hearers, even when nothing in us wants to. And truly, my friends, I can say, by forgiveness, we are set free. Forgiveness is a gift we can give ourselves, not our offender. And this gift opens the door to living with joy. Let's quickly look at the acronym PRAISE. This sums up the core of forgiveness. P is for pray. Everything starts with prayer. R is for release. Release those hurt feelings. A is for accept. Accepting that you may cannot change the circumstances. I is for ignore expectations. Don't wait for an apology. S is for stand on God's principle of forgiveness. E is for empathize. Consider where that person might be coming from. Most people are struggling with something. So very quickly, P is for pray, R is for release, A is for accept, I is for ignore, S is for stand, and E is for empathize, which comes out to praise. And praise is the core of forgiveness. Incorporating these principles into our lives not only strengthens our relationship with God, but it also paves the way for emotional healing, reconciliation, and a more peaceful and forgiving heart. My friends, let's pray. Dear Lord, our living King, please forgive us for harboring anger in our heart, even when it feels justified. Equip us with a supernatural ability to forgive those who have hurt us and to guard our heart when old emotions threaten to surface. Father, strip our heart of anger and replace it with joy. Thank you for your mercy and for forgiving our own sins. And I pray in the most powerful name, the name of Jesus. Amen. Ladies, I hope to see you next week as we gather and experience a transformed life with the beauty of God's love. You can listen to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the follow button so that you won't miss one episode. I am so happy that you are with us on this journey.